On this Community Corner, a United Way update with Elise Stein-Dolinar, who is Director of Marketing and Outreach. Elise, good to connect with you again.
Hi, good morning, Barry. Good to hear from you.
Let's start chronologically with something that's going on next Wednesday, the 11th. It's, for the first time ever, Kids Financial Literacy Event. Explain what this is.
Well, at United Way, we have our Society of Emerging Leaders group, which is a group of folks who are in their 20s and 30s who not only want to give back financially, but they want to get their hands dirty and really make our community a better place. So this group, we took on a brand new project this year to make sure that our youngest members of our community have a good start. And that, of course, is going to start with our finances and making sure that they have everything they need financially and are prepared to enter the real world. It all starts with some basic things, and of course, we're working with the Kids Club. They have kiddos as young as preschool age all the way up through preteens. So each age group, we're working with them to try to get a better handle on what money is, how it works, and what you can do to be prepared. But we're going to be breaking kids up into different age groups to try to give them the best understanding that we can in a day.
So this is sort of like helping to establish like good savings habits and making good financial decisions, things like that.
Absolutely. And a lot of these things, they start with differentiating between wants and needs. We're going to start with one big program where the kids will all be together having to make tough decisions. Things like, is a cell phone a want or a need? Do you pay that bill first or do you pay the water bill first?
Uh-huh.
Things like that might be really tough for a lot of us.
Yes.
But we're going to dive right into that. I think it's going to be pretty interesting what we come up with.
Now, this is going to be held next Wednesday, the 11th. Where does that take place and do they need to register?
We're holding the event at the Kids Club of the Northern Shenandoah Valley, which is, of course, at 2400 Roosevelt Boulevard in Winchester. The participants are already registered. They're already a part of the Kids Club summer program. I know we're really excited about it because talking about money with our family can be taboo, and it can be really a difficult situation for a lot of kids who've never seen at least good finances shown to them from a young age and may really have no idea of how things are done in the real world. So we're very excited about this first-time program, and we really hope to have some great outcomes.
Excellent. Hey, real quick, let's talk about the grown-ups. Day of Caring. You've got a neat way to sign up, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Day of Caring is coming up September 12th and 13th this year, 2 days, because we are larger than ever with our Page County. And everyone who wants to get involved can easily do that by going to United Way's website, which is unitedwaynsv.org.
Excellent, excellent. And of course, this is where you match up volunteers with projects that need to be done throughout the valley.
Absolutely. It can be really difficult sometimes for people to try to give back year-round. So we do have this designated day for Winchester, Frederick, Clark, Shenandoah, and now Page counties, where people from all over the community, from any group size of one person all the way up to 100, can give back through a day of service. We'll be doing projects throughout our entire catchment area, ranging from painting houses to working with the elderly to cleaning preschools that are nonprofits, all sorts of things. We really do have a huge spectrum of projects.
All right, check it out. United Way. NSV.org. Elise Stein-Dolinar is Director of Marketing and Outreach. Thanks for being with us on the Community Corner, Elise.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.